You're listening to SBS News.
The African continent will acquire 400 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines. That's according to the Africa Center of Disease Control and Prevention. Health agencies have already distributed around 40 million doses, and around a quarter of them have been administered. Health official John Nkengasong says COVID-19 vaccines have reached 48 of 54 African countries so far.
39.1 million vaccine doses have been acquired by member states, with approximately 10.3 million doses having been administered. The majority of those being vaccinated include healthcare workers, people with comorbidities, and elderly, that is, those above 50 years and above, and beyond.
Among the 48 countries on the continent, 28 have received the vaccines through the COVID-19 Vaccines Global Access, also known as COVAX, and the 20 other countries have received theirs through bilateral deals. There was a 3% average increase in the number of new cases reported over the past 4 weeks, and a total of 1,944 new deaths across Africa last week, which is a 10% decrease from the previous month. Meanwhile, in the UK, authorities are planning to test a series of measures, including coronavirus status certifications, over the coming weeks to see if they can allow people to safely return to mass gatherings at sport arenas, nightclubs, and concerts. People attending a range of events, including football's FA Cup, will need to be tested both before and after the event. The trials will also gather evidence on how ventilation and different approaches to social distancing could enable large events to go ahead. It comes as British police broke up an Easter service at a Polish church in London as it breached coronavirus indoor gathering regulations. The service was being streamed live on social media as officers arrived.
Ladies and gentlemen, this gathering is unfortunately unlawful under the coronavirus regulations we have currently. You are not allowed to meet inside with this many people under law. At this moment in time, you need to go home. Failure to comply with this direction to leave and go to your home address ultimately could lead you to be fined £200, or if you fail to give your details, to you being arrested. I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, though it is Good Friday, and I appreciate you would like to worship, that this gathering is unlawful, so please may you leave the building now. Thank you.
The church defended the service, arguing regulations had been met, and accused the police of exceeding their powers. At the Vatican, Pope Francis has presided over a subdued Easter Mass with few participants, all wearing masks and carefully spread out along the pews. It is the second year that the coronavirus pandemic has forced the Vatican to hold the Easter celebration in St. Peter's Basilica rather than in a packed St. Peter's Square with the faithful. In his Easter message, Pope Francis urged the international community to ensure COVID-19 vaccines reached the poorest countries. He described vaccines as an essential tool in the battle against the pandemic, as he called for a so-called spirit of global responsibility.
The risen Christ is hope for all who continue to suffer from the pandemic, both the sick and those who have lost a loved one. May the Lord give them comfort and sustain the valiant efforts of doctors and nurses. Everyone, especially the most vulnerable among us, requires assistance and has the right to have access to necessary care. This is even more evident in these times when all of us are called to combat the pandemic. Vaccines are an essential tool in this fight. I urge the entire international community, in a spirit of global responsibility, to commit to overcoming delays in the distribution of vaccines and to facilitate their distribution, especially in the poorest countries.
In France, health workers in the city of Sarcelles, north of Paris, have accelerated their vaccination program amid surging infections and demand for jabs. The surrounding Val d'Oise region has the highest infection rate in France. The city's working-class residents have higher exposure to the virus because many can't work remotely, while families have multiple generations living in close quarters. Local immigrants say language barriers also hinder vaccination arrangements. Local doctor Majida El-Mukhtari says that many are trying to jump the vaccine queue in a bid to return to normal life.
People who qualify for vaccinations are always very happy to get an appointment and receive one. The problem is with people who do not qualify yet and are in a hurry, which I understand as they want to get back to normal life. We explain to them nicely that their time will come and that at the moment we are still focused on people with very high risks. And unfortunately, we are not able to vaccinate everybody with the doses that are distributed to us.
French media have reported there's a secret society eating meals in luxury restaurants in Paris which breach COVID-19 restrictions. An anonymous organizer has told a reporter he has eaten in two or three restaurants this week with a number of ministers. The Paris prosecutor's office has launched an investigation. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.